I'm Howie Mandel.
I'm Jacqueline Schultz.
And this is Howie Mandel Does Stuff. We're not alone here. You could say who you are. Why are you sitting here?
I'm sorry. I forgot.
I'm sorry. I'm Howie. I'm Jacqueline. And I'm sorry.
And I'm Lou. I'm good
Lou,
to be here.
If you haven't heard him before, Lou's been here many times. Lou was has been a good friend for what? How long?
8 years?
No.
18 years? 40 years!
40 years. The first night I ever tried stand-up comedy, Lou was in the room.
Yes. So you're closer to Lou than you are to me.
Not everything's a fucking contest.
If I may just say regarding that night, you know, we're all trying to be stand-up comics, and Howie went on for the very first time in his life. And the way I remember it, Howie, is you destroyed that room. You were so far ahead of everybody else with a natural gift.
Fear.
You've become a bona fide headliner comedian, the best of the best. But that night was an indicator of that.
Well, thank you, buddy. What have you been doing? I know you always come up with lines.
I do. So I would just want to say I watched your video the other day where you were saying something.
You want to come in? Somebody else is walking in.
Hi.
Hi.
How are
you? Sit down.
I just want to say I was watching a video the other day of you talking while you were on the boat.
Yeah.
And you were giving out some very important information.
Right. But what happened is this sound in the engine overshadowed.
That's okay. That's okay. I like that. I think you should do very, very important, a series of very important information.
That you can't hear. Do you know who you're sitting beside?
No.
Okay. Well, I think is that Caroline putting up his resume? What are you doing, Caroline? What are you doing?
I'm trying to put it up, but there's like a billion ads showing up.
Well, there
right
it is. Don't worry about the ads. I don't care. There. This is it. So this is him.
Ah, looks like him.
Oh, that looks like him.
Yeah.
You go up. But you're saying...
Wait, there's one particular video that went viral? Don't you have like hundreds? You have
I saw the Dr. Phil one. Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil, when I looked at it, had like 55 million. It's probably
is
way more now.
Is that the him dancing one?
Yeah,
right. The road.
Yeah.
So Tyler is your name.
Well, no, I'm from Tyler.
From Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, that's a local news article, and it kind of reads like
David.
One.
David is your name.
That's right.
I thought you were from David.
From David.
David. Tyler's Texas. Here from David, Texas. I should do some research.
No, but you are a big deal on social media, actually a lot of places, but for your drone stuff.
So he has a drone,
mm-hmm.
And then he comes here from Texas. And are you vaxxed?
Yes.
Okay. And I should have asked that before you came in the room. That's
and
okay.
Take my mask off.
I know.
I can put it back on if you want.
There's no reason to take your pants off. Anyway, he does these drone shots. Jason Derulo. That thing's like at 100 million now.
Jason Derulo?
Like yeah, I did one with Jason Derulo. Ooh. I did one with Dr. Phil. I did one with Paula Abdul. And in a bunch of other influencers.
And we're going to do one with me, right?
Of course.
And your platform, I do. I love dancing and I love people watching me dance from a distance.
Okay, well, then it's perfect for you.
That's what I love it.
Okay.
You know what I wanted to do? I want to talk. This guy does these viral, because you got into drone. What do you do for a living? Do you do this for a living?
Wedding photography is what I do for a living. Yeah.
With drone photography?
Well, I bought the drone to help with wedding photography.
Have you ever had an embarrassing something happen at the wedding when you're taking pictures?
Like with the drone?
Or with the bride?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I'm a male wedding photographer. You're going to have moments, you know?
Tell me one.
Just things like you walk into the bridal room and you knock and you say, hey, is everyone decent? And then some person's like, yeah, everyone's decent. You walk in and you were lied to, you know?
Well, what'd you see?
Oh, just like, you know, women covering themselves up and stuff. But
boobies.
I mean, yeah, boobies.
Girls.
But
I'm confused, if I may ask. I'm confused as to how the drone fits into the dancing. So I can, you know.
Well, I can start from the beginning of how all this started if you'd like me
for
to.
Me,
the Wright, don't go help. Back to the Wright brothers.
Okay.
When you say, I'm going to go right.
Wait, I have a question. Have you seen that story that everyone's talking about the wedding photographer that ended up deleting all the photos recently? He was hired for a wedding and he took all these pictures. And then towards the end, when they were all sitting down to eat, they refused to give him any food. Therefore, he got upset, left, and deleted all their photos.
That would I can't imagine that as a wedding photographer that has been doing it for very long, because that is a big no-no.
Well, he was hungry, so he's been hasn't been doing it for very long at all.
Yeah.
Really? Do you get food when you go to weddings?
I mean, sometimes people feed you, but I never expect it. I always bring my own food.
But has anything, have you ever fucked up on a film? Like, have you ever caught something or didn't catch something or had the wrong...
Yeah, I live in the real world. Things happen all the time.
Tell me one. We're on a podcast.
Okay, I will tell you one. So I was shooting a wedding. And
while you're at it.
So I was shooting a wedding, and during the first kiss, my camera decided to just shut down. It's a piece of equipment. It can fail. So I didn't capture the first kiss.
So let me ask you something. Like, as the photographer, why would you kiss the bride?
I was thinking that.
Okay, so I mean, it's in my contract, right, that I get a kiss. Okay, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm not going to explain myself.
If I may just say, they lied to you. That probably was not their first kiss.
Probably not. Yeah.
They're going to get married, I'm assuming that there were a couple of kisses in there.
So you know what I want to do? I want to, my son, Alex, runs a company, Amp Digital, with Seth and Kyle. And I want you to, this is what I want to do, because I think that the biggest things online are the makeup tutorials, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All done from a drone.
Like a drone from far away or like right up close?
Sometimes like sometimes it could... That's not, don't laugh at that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
No, so just sweeping shots.
Okay.
As they're putting on eyeliner. So you start on the eyeliner and then you back up, go under the bridge and over the cityscape.
Cityscape.
That's the word for the day that her daughter learned in school.
Cityscape.
My son.
Why?
What? I don't know.
It's a stupid word.
It's a great word.
Cityscape for a 4-year-old?
For a 4-year-old?
When does that come up in a conversation? I'm 65. The last time I said cityscape was 2 seconds ago, explaining when do you say cityscape.
It would make the child adroit.
Wait, I have another question. Did you see recently?
Whoa, look at this. Look at this. The video has been played over 200. Why do you take things away in the middle? 233 million times.
Unbelievable.
I have an update to that. It's 305 now.
305 wow. million. That's the Jason Derulo dance.
No, that's the first one I did. The Jason one has about 100. Or
what's the first one you did?
That the one you just saw. Well, if you want to like pull up the TikTok, you can. I don't know about like music copyrights or whatever.
500 million? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Right.
No, this is we don't fool around here.
No
on this
way.
Podcast.
You got to be very important to be on this show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel very important. Right,
well, that's
now
why we booked Tyler
and me.
So
we have Tyler from David, Texas.
That's right.
And Lou. Have you met Lou?
I have not. No. Well, nice to meet you, Lou, officially.
Just so you know, I can dance.
Okay. You mean if you want to join us? The only thing I know about Lou is that he likes to eat chips on the podcast.
Yes. Oh, you heard him?
I heard that.
Last week's. Yes. Did people tell you? Did people tell you they heard that?
No.
No, I think it just went up today, right?
I was listening to it yesterday.
It was last week, so 2 weeks ago.
Nobody told me, but I would have believed it, because in high school I was voted the most naive, and I believed them.
That's the classic one-liner from Lou.
But shouldn't it be the most? Shouldn't it be the most? I was voted the most gullible, and I believed them.
Naive. Well, you know, it could be gullible, but you know, I don't spend a lot of time on these things.
But it's the wrong word.
But naive means that I would believe anything.
No, that's gullible.
That's gullible.
Gullible, on the other hand, means that I would believe anything.
What does naive mean?
Oh, okay, so that's the original. I'll be fucked up if you can't be right. Yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change even when I knew I never could. So that's the original video. And it has.
I love you dancing. Is that where you live? Is that in your apartment?
That
building?
Was right behind my apartment complex.
Yeah. Do you think neighbors were looking out as you were flying a drone around yourself dancing alone?
Oh, they've definitely caught me.
So did you start that trend?
So there's. I would say that's a no. Okay. Here's the thing.
That's a no.
In my opinion, I did. But well, there are people on the internet who think the guy in that. So if you watch the video, you see me looking at someone else doing that dance. Yeah. They say he started the trend. And I say it was like a shared thing. Like, he did the dance, I added the drone work. And so, but when people copy the trend,
they're copying me. Right. So the point is, you can copy anything as long as you show them from a different angle.
Yeah, just add your,
yours.
Add your own spin to it, you know.
That's it. So I can do another comics act from the back of the room. Yeah, when you saw Steve Martin do it, he was on stage. I'm doing it from another point of the room, or you can see me from the balcony.
Yeah.
No, but it is, I love that video. So that's the video that has a half a billion?
Well, no, it has 300 million. So a third of a billion.
And you asked if his neighbor noticed? She's part of the 300 billion that fucking watched the show.
No, I just think if you lived in a building and you saw, do you have a significant other?
Yes. Mrs. Emu, I call her. Because my name on the internet is To Touch an Emu. So I call her Mrs. Emu.
Okay. Let's talk further. Let's dig a little deeper. Why do you want it? Emu is an animal.
Yes, that's correct.
And you call her your little emu?
I don't. That is not our pet name between each other. I call her Mrs. Emu to strangers on the internet.
What's her real name?
Her name's Jessica.
Okay. That was going to be Ostrich. name is Ostrich.
Her name is Emu from Jessica, Texas.
No, but how long have you guys been going out?
Oh, like 5 years.
So when you say to Mrs. Emu, Mrs. Emu, sit right there. I'm going outside. I'm going to dance.
There she is right there.
Let's see.
No, that's her. That's a great picture of her recovering after a back surgery.
Mm. Oh my God! Look at the setup for the iPad.
Yeah, so she's playing a video game and she has like the map. We don't play around. Yeah.
No, wait. So she's playing a video game on a screen, but what is on her iPad?
The map for the video game. So like if you, it's a big open
wow,
world.
What a tech couple.
We were so impressed by the new tech setup in here. And then we see this just for a back surgery.
Just what Miss Emu does in bed.
This is nothing compared to that.
Why does she have a painting over her side of the bed and you have nothing on your side of the bed?
If you had a wider angle, you'd see that there's another painting above it. So there's like three in like a crisscross pattern.
Interesting.
Very
there
interesting.
You go. Yeah. Diagonal. Sorry. Diagonal.
How's her back? Yeah. Is she good?
She's doing better.
Is she in rehab?
No.
Does she dance on your videos with you?
We have one filmed together that I haven't posted yet.
Why?
I just haven't had time to sit down and edit. I still have a regular job, so I do TikTok.
What is your job?
Wedding photography.
Wedding photography.
Oh, that's the regular job.
That's my normal job. That's what pays the bills.
How many politicians does this take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
A couple, at least three, probably a knot. I honestly don't know, which is why I never do political jokes.
Okay. So when you were, how long have you been doing photography?
About 8-9 years.
How long have you been on TikTok?
About a year and a half.
And you already have, I saw your following is like 8 million?
About 8.5 on TikTok right now and about 1.9 on Instagram, if I remember.
And are you on Facebook? Are you?
Do have a Facebook page that I don't use. I probably should.
Yeah, you should. When you post on Instagram, you can be on it. I'm here to teach it, social media.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
All's well that ends tall, as they say in countries that speak very little English.
So anyway.
There's the sound effect board.
You know what's weird? We don't even have a sound effects board.
Oh, what is that then?
That's just my son, I think. Oh. Who, what was that? Who pressed that? You're pointing, but I can't see.
It was Caroline. I made that noise though.
Really?
You have a trombone?
With your butt?
Yeah.
No, she can do that. That's her talent.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You know what I saw recently? So I'm really into TikTok, obviously.
Okay.
And I saw that they used a drone for this new conspiracy theory with the Gabby Petito case and Brian Laundrie, where there's a drone that's flying over his parents' house. What? What? I hear something in my headset. Okay, anyways. I see that there's a drone flying over their parents' house and they caught like the flower bed and now there's like a hand sticking out of the flower bed. So they think Brian Laundrie is underneath the flower bed. So would you ever consider going and taking your drone and flying it over suspects' houses?
Sure.
No?
That was a long-winded question.
No.
How about I do the dance at their house, and so it's under the guise of, I'm just going to film a TikTok video, but I'm really there to investigate.
That's what you should do. Mm-hmm. People should hire you for secret investigations.
The dancing detective.
There you go.
No, that's it. The five easy
Double
step.
D.
Double D. It's all about the D.
Dad!
What? D is detective.
Okay.
It's drone. Right. D is for drone. D is for detective.
The other day, too, you asked me what vitamins I was taking when you saw me taking vitamins, and I said I was taking D, and you're like, oh, I take the D, too.
What are you playing?
I don't know. It's probably me dancing.
What are you guys playing? Caroline, what's going on over there?
No, that was my phone. That was coming
from what you guys are hearing.
It's coming from his phone.
It
was
Lou.
It was my... I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find a fucking funny tweet.
That you made?
It was a controversial tweet. I don't do controversial tweets. Let me find it. Fuck.
This is the video of someone handing into
Have you seen this video?
I have not.
So I'm going to play the video... just all the way through, and then I will go back and I will show you in slow-mo so that you can see exactly what is happening here. I did also zoom in. I apologize that the quality is so bad. It is not a video I took.
Do you see a hand coming out?
It is a video that I had seen on TikTok.
So what's the conspiracy?
That
he's hiding under their house.
Screen record so that I could get a better look.
They have a bunker under their house. They actually
You don't think the cops have already...
Nope. And there's a shed in there. No, because they're not a suspect. He's just a person of interest, so they don't have the right to go like dig up.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
We brought Tyler in because
he reminded me of this because it's shot on a drone. No, they found it from a drone.
I just want to dance and I want him to shoot me dancing. I don't want to find suspects. I don't want to do that. That's another podcast. Okay. That's the most wanted. The most wanted here is most people just want me to dance.
And that's what they want on the podcast. That's what they want to listen to, you dancing.
I know I do.
I feel like y'all are telling me you're hiding Brian here at the studio and you want to make sure I capture it.
Oh,
yeah.
Have you ever had a drone accident?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like at a wedding? Because I remember it was at Julio Iglesias' son. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Enrique.
Remember, okay. He had a concert, and then the drone came, and it almost sliced his finger off.
Oh my gosh! No.
Have you ever killed a bride?
No, not one time. Zero brides have died
Are you sure?
Actually, yes, I am sure.
Okay, good. Thanks. Have you gotten hurt?
I have not gotten hurt, but there have been close calls for sure. In fact, there's a blooper of when I'm working with Jason Derulo.
Yeah.
He's holding my drone and it at one point tries, like all we wanted to do is start the blades up but not take off. But the drone is so like pre-automated that it tried to take off on its own while he was holding it.
Oh my God. I'm not that impressed with that statement, but if I do that, I know that some people listening to this podcast are techies, so I want to feel like I'm just... Really, it wasn't acclimated to the room. Was it not getting... I know nothing about technology.
Here's the thing. I don't know what happened either. That's just my guess, but it did catch his fingers a little bit.
Did he bleed?
No, it didn't even cut skin.
He gets hurt a lot. Did you see him do the push-up on the stick of... of deodorant?
Mm-hmm.
He did it. What?
Risky.
Yeah. But the stick collapsed and then he smashed his head on the floor. Look at, there's Enrique. Look at all the blood on his shirt.
Oh, wow. No.
That could be the next wedding. I think that Caroline's already off of this and now we're going to, I don't know. We have a Billie Eilish concert happening right now.
Guys, gotta get that YouTube premium.
You know.
Oh, there, look. Watch.
I don't want to watch it if it cuts.
Who is this?
Enrique Iglesias. There. He just went like that. You see, he just hurt himself. It got his finger. Whoa! And now there's going to be blood everywhere. The end of the finger came off.
Oh, no.
Look at his shirt. Covered. Look at the blood everywhere.
Why are drones so dangerous?
Oh, my God.
The show must go on. Even though you lose your finger, it must go on.
From a drone?
I want to shoot this podcast with a drone.
No, I don't.
May I recommend you not do that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're very dangerous. Every time I come to LA, people are like, yeah, we'll just fly the drone right here in this room. And I'm like, no.
Even if I give you a helmet?
I mean, maybe a helmet, but I'm going to need some gloves too. It looks like chainmail gloves, possibly.
No, Dad, that's stupid.
Okay, let's do it.
So here's what I want to say. You know, I believe in entertainment for the sake of entertainment, not to be controversial, not to make any point. This is my personal opinion. But I did post something that became very controversial. And the post was, based on my tweets over the last several months, people are starting to compare me to Lucille Ball. Now, this is happening. People are comparing me to Lucille Ball, but a lot of people got upset about it. And they would say things, are you sure that they just didn't want you around anymore? And I had to bring up some actual responses to my post. And when somebody said that the comments, I wrote, the comments range from Lou Dinos' post reminds me of Lucille Ball to if Lucille Ball was posting on Facebook, she might be as funny as Lou Dinos. These are the kind of posts that people are making. And this guy still insisted that they just want me to go away. And I said, you know, I didn't want to say this, but here's a quote from a post. Lou Ball. I will always refer to you as Lou Ball. Reading your posts brings back memories of Lucy making wine in Italy or working on the assembly line in the candy factory. This is what people have posted. And he still insisted that they wanted me to go away. And I said, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do it now. Here's the last post I'm going to post about this. When I think of my mother, I think of Lou Dinos, Lucy Arnaz.
Anyone else confused?
Sorry?
I said, anyone else confused?
Well, then speak on it. Go ahead.
No, I was just, I got lost
Tyler?
Halfway through.
Go ahead.
I got lost about halfway through. I didn't
People
know what was going on.
People can't handle the truth.
Yeah,
People can't handle the truth.
Arguing with internet strangers is always the move.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Do that.
It's not like I said that, you know, that. People say mm-hmm. that I remind them of Lucille Ball when I post.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody has anything.
No.
No.
It's disappointing. The world is a very disappointing place, Howie.
It is.
I think it's okay.
Did you plan anything, Jackie?
Do you get haters online? I can't imagine.
It's funny you say that.
I can't imagine you get any haters.
I absolutely do.
Really?
She put up lists of stuff we could talk about.
So...
What made Caroline think that we needed something to talk about?
You asked if you had anything planned.
Well, the point is that, you know, sometimes the podcast goes off in a direction mm-hmm. and we end up having very surprising, like, information and entertainment and guests. And I think this is something that people are going to be talking about for weeks to come.
At least.
Okay. So do you have haters for dancing on the internet with drones?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh. And what do they say?
They say that I just post the same thing over and over again. They're like, yeah, you're posting too many drone videos. You're posting too many dancing videos. Do something original. So, yeah, I get haters. In fact, on my most recent video that was not a drone video, I tried to do something else, mm-hmm. and I got haters for that one, too.
Yeah, I know the feeling, man.
So that one, the haters, their point of view was, first, I didn't give credit to the correct person, uh-huh. mm-hmm. which I tried, but I mean, it's so hard to trace these things back. And second, I didn't do the dance correct. They said I didn't do the hand flick.
Are you trained at all in dancing?
Absolutely not. Yeah. That's not something they teach you at wedding photography school.
How did you get in? You went to wedding photography school?
No, I did go to university, but I went to, what am I like? From the UK. I went to college, but I went for chemistry. And that's where I met Mrs. Emu. We were both chemistry.
Is she a chemist?
Yeah.
Is that what she does for a living?
No, she's a pharmacy student now.
Wow.
And I'm a TikToker. Very important, both of us.
And are you going to get married?
Yes.
Are you engaged?
We're engaged. Yeah.
When did you get engaged?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Are you going to take pictures? Oh, what was
congratulations.
Wedding?
Tell us did you do it in a special way with a drone?
With a drone?
I did not. I'm not a flashy person, believe it or not. Like, I'm pretty boring. And so I just, like, the moment I asked her family for permission, I was too excited, and I went right upstairs and asked her right then. And so I didn't even record it. I just, like, got on my knee, and I was like, hey, let's do this.
And is there a date set?
No. Not yet. I mean, it's only been a few weeks, Howie.
I'm writing a movie, a Disney movie. It's about a sock. It's a sock that one time had a hole in it. It's called That Darn Sock.
Okay. All right. So how long have you been going out with this woman?
Since we met. Well,
since we met, we've always.
Yeah, since we met.
Since
you know.
Going out since we met. That narrows it down.
We actually met in college and we were both.
Would it have been possible for you to be going out like before you met?
If you were really committed to each other, I'm sure you can make that work. Yeah,
we've had like, people.
No, I think if you're committed.
And if you're.
Go out with someone.
People meet online all the time.
I just looked
at the camera. I'm sorry.
No, why are you apologizing?
No, it's.
I broke the fourth wall.
No, but we can.
We
just
stared at it the whole time.
If you want to, you want to look at it for a couple minutes.
Does
I won't
this seem
disturb
like
you.
Since you've been here, does this seem like this podcast has rules?
No.
Do you want to look at the camera?
Yeah, I do. I want to bond with the camera. For
okay,
a second.
Just give it a second. What you might want to zoom in a little bit on
that. Is that a Sony Alpha? Like
and if
Alpha?
You want to get the full effect, you can go onto YouTube and watch this.
I see. It's
wait. Look.
Slow pan, and reveal. I feel like it should have the sunglasses.
Just look at it.
Hey, what's up? That's a 7200 on there. I like it.
Oh, look at him. Big shot. I know lenses. I'm a wedding photographer. That's a 7200.
You know, I don't know if they told you. Most of the time on here, not most of the time, we ask everyone if they would like to do a prank. Would you prank your fiance?
Sure.
Yeah. This is the first time we've got a shirt.
Oh, you know what would be funny?
I don't know if she's available to be called right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, she's
she's in pharmacy school.
She's in pharmacy school. She's selling drugs.
She's doing her rotations right now. So
she rotates.
Yeah, she rotates.
You got yourself one of them, huh?
Yeah, she just goes to school.
A spinner.
Spins around all day.
Yeah.
They just put her on a one of those like merry-go-rounds, and that's what she does.
No, we should call somebody whose wedding. Did you do somebody's wedding recently? And
he can't mess with client. Can you mess with client?
Can you mess with a client that was a friend?
Yeah, I could probably find a client to call.
No, but you just say that I was looking at what you know. I was looking at one of the pictures, and I caught, you know, a shot of. The bride making out with should I do?
No, don't do that one.
No, don't do that one.
With the first lady or whatever the fuck they're called. The bride's
maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
The first lady.
Mrs. Biden.
Hey, that's what you get for sewing that close to the haystack. # needle in a haystack.
#?
Oh,
hashtag.
Hashtag.
The old guys on the internet, #, needle on a haystack.
That was one of your posts. You posted something a couple of years ago. You wrote, #? You wrote #, that's what you wrote. #, is
no,
what
hashtag, hashtag.
No, #, hashtag.
What's the difference between a # and a hashtag?
No, but that you actually wrote the words, #, hashtag. When Twitter first came out,
yeah,
you posted something, line, and then you wrote the words #, hashtag.
And did it get a big response?
I got a laugh out of it.
That's all that matters.
4 years later. All right. Who you want to call?
Oh, I was thinking about that, actually, so just give me a moment. I'm trying to find, like, a recent client that would be cool about it, you know? I don't want to call someone random.
No, but when they get really mad and they get upset, then I'll reveal and say it's just a joke and you're on the Howie Mandel podcast, so we won't leave them upset.
We could tell them that we're FBI agents.
That everything came out of focus.
I don't want to.
No, but you don't want to say, I want to tell you something.
Okay.
We don't have any pictures in focus, but... why don't you talk?
How about?
I know it's not film, right? You're doing everything on digital.
Mm-hmm. How about?
But can you say you have the guy from the lab who's talking to me about the pictures? His computer got hacked. Oh.
His computer got hacked. They took your pictures, and for some reason, they're using your face like as a deep fake on porn sites. And I don't know how to get it off. And I'm so sorry.
Your wife's, the bride's face on.
I don't know. I feel like even the most cool, chill bride would still get upset. And I would
about being
do the
porn?
Man.
I'm too sensitive, man. I'm way too sensitive for pranks.
No deep fakes.
You said yes right away. And
I said yes, but then when it came to my business, I'm like, wait a second.
Do you want to prank another wedding photographer? Like, we could find another business in here.
Why don't we hire a wedding photographer that you want some pictures of you doing wedding photography?
A wedding photographer.
Yes. Okay. I want it for my business. I'm a wedding photographer, and I want to hire you to come and take pictures of me taking pictures at the wedding.
We could do that.
For my lookbook, you know, is that even a word? Lookbook?
It is in my vocabulary.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I enjoy my lookbook.
See, it is a word.
Don't be so naive.
Not gullible.
Naive.
It's not naive. Isn't naive a type of facial cream?
No, it is. That's it is.
Nair?
Nivea.
No. Nivea.
Or as I like to call it, naive.
What is going on right now?
Naive. I remember Summer's Eve. Is that a... What's Summer's Eve?
That's for your genitals.
That's a Shakespearean play.
Woman's hygiene.
Summer's Eve?
Yeah, get some fucking
culture. I have a photographer from Austin that I know of that we could call.
Yeah.
And we could say that. We could say like, hey, I need some photos of me shooting photos. Can you do that? Something like that. That would work.
Hi, this is...
Oh, my God.
My son scared you.
Scared the hell out of me.
My son just scared you. Somebody moved a... No, but you didn't have the mic close to you. I think your headsets are on
it's
backwards.
It's very important that I speak into the mic because I have many important things to contribute. You know, I have a friend named Brian Sporkton, and whenever I'm hanging out with a group of other friends and one of them does or says something that Brian Sporkton would say or do, I say to that person that he or she is Sporktonating.
Waiting on the soundboard. There it is.
He's so uncomfortable. He's waiting for some kind of sound.
I just need to be told what to do.
Okay. You laugh when it's fucking funny and not a moment before.
Was that funny?
It's funny when the soundboard goes.
Sporktonating is hilarious when somebody does something like Brian Sporkton or Sporktonating.
I don't know who Ryan Sporkton is.
There isn't a Ryan Sporkton.
Okay. According to Lamont Factors, the most common phrase in the English language is, and I left blanks. And then I felt terrible. I really felt terrible that I put that in there, and I put this down. I said, I want to take a moment to apologizing to abusing the trust of the people on Facebook that read my post. Lamont Factors is a made-up name, and more than that, he's a made-up expert. I'm sorry if you took the time to research the name Lamont Factors. I have inadvertently become the Spiro Jack Shasta of Facebook.
What?
I inadvertently have become the Spiro Jack Shasta of Facebook.
How did that happen? How did that happen?
Because I made up Lamont Factors.
And then, oh my God. And without even trying.
And I became the Spiro Jack Shasta.
Could you prank a celeb that he's worked with? Lance Bass last night. You shot Lance Bass last night?
I did shoot Lance Bass, but I have a good idea. I just shot my cousin's wedding, and I would be okay with a family member because... Because
family's not important.
Exactly. Like, they can't get that mad at me.
I like Lance Bass.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if I have his phone number. I don't think I do, actually.
You're lying.
I don't have his... I have, like, his agent's number or something, but I don't have his number.
No, you could, but we can get him on the phone right now.
If you can get him on
not
the phone.
No problem.
No, with what you have.
You
just danced. You just drone danced with Lance Bass, and you don't have a connection.
What kind of fucking shit is that?
Talk to the agent and make something up.
You guys realize I'm not from LA, right? Like I'm from Texas. I don't know how to do this.
Tyler,
stuff. My bad.
You know, today is going to be such a beautiful day, Howie. I'm thinking of only wearing one sock.
What about Bella Porch?
I don't have these people's numbers.
How do you work with them?
Instagram DMs, TikTok DMs.
Well, he doesn't
emails.
Have my number, and he's here on the podcast.
Exactly. I can't. I'm gonna have. You think I'm gonna prank call Howie tomorrow?
Wanna prank call me?
You should.
Okay.
Okay. What are you gonna do?
That's a good one.
Try to call me now. You phone me? Phone me.
You know what? Mom's actually really scared. Mom's really scared that you're having him in because I told her that we're doing the drone inside, and she thinks you're gonna get hurt. What if we say you got hurt?
No, that's not funny.
That's
calling,
not funny.
Calling your mother and say, Howie's in the hospital, got hurt by a drone. That's
just
hilarious.
A finger. Just like a finger.
You know what?
Something.
You are your father's daughter. That's what you are.
But it's not making someone else worried. It's family member. Like you said,
yeah,
family
member. Yeah, but you can't tell somebody they went to the hospital. I'd rather make them mad than
hospital.
Worried.
See?
But you're saying a drone inside. I don't want to tell anybody that they're hurt.
No.
I'd rather make somebody really mad than sad.
You're right.
Mom would be mad.
Off.
What?
Mom would be mad.
And sad.
If I was going to the hospital?
No, I'm not going to say you're going to the hospital. I'm going to say, don't worry, It's nothing. It's just the tip of the pinky. We're finishing the podcast.
She loves
it. And then you find a bloody shirt to put him in. And so we have a picture of him just being like, I'm okay.
Like the thing with Enrique Iglesias was way worse than dad's. Like this is
I don't even understand what happened to Enrique Iglesias.
He reached up to grab the drone.
And one of the blades?
Yeah. So one of the no, a little mouth. There was a little, there was a snapping turtle hanging off the bottom of the drone, and it bit his finger.
They had a pocket knife attached just in case, you know.
I don't know.
Well, they shoot concerts with drones, which I think is dangerous, because what if it dropped? What if it lost power over the crowd?
Yeah.
What if it lost power over a wedding?
Ah.
That's true. Yeah. But I don't like have it just hovering above people's weddings, just buzzing real loud.
No, but if somebody's having, I would imagine that they have it on a cliff or, you know.
I usually just shoot like one or two pictures with it and put it away. Oh. Like it's not like a big part of the wedding. Like I bought it for like literally one
thing. They go, where's the photographer? And they look out to the left and he's in a field by himself dancing with a drone going around.
Exactly.
Making another viral TikTok.
No, I saw some of those incredible wedding videos. I don't know if they're yours or not, but like where they use a drone and they pan up to their scenery and like the ocean and like the beach, and it makes it really cool. And I wish I had that for my wedding.
You know what would be nice? Just drones, and you just shoot everybody's feet, but with a drone. You just go low on the dance floor, just hovering really low.
I think you could sell that on the internet for some money.
Mm-hmm. Foot fetish people.
Yeah, there's a demand
feet
for that.
Feet finder. That's a real thing.
My ears are burning, and that means that my face is too close to the stove.
You know, I did a brand deal. You know, I did a brand deal for Foot Finder.
What?
I did a brand deal for Foot Finder.
That's like doing OnlyFans.
What is Foot Finder?
It's like a website for where people put their feet up.
Fetishes.
Feet fetishes.
It's like a porn site. It's like OnlyFans for feet.
People pay to see
Only feet.
Yeah.
They kind of missed the name.
Dough for the toe.
I didn't put my pictures on my actual feet.
How much were they going to give you?
No, I did it.
Oh, what did they charge? What did they pay you?
I don't want to say how much they paid me.
Wow.
Can everyone just say how much they have in their bank account right now? Let's just get this out of the way.
Oh, what happened to Mr. Shy Guy?
Thought you said you're not Mr. Hollywood.
I'm not.
You know, I was feeling...
Oh, is that a Hollywood thing? Just
like, I don't know.
I was feeling really down, and I went to the doctor, and he put me on anti-tongue depressants.
These are like old dad jokes.
We lived in a bus for years.
Yeah.
One time we were on the bus and Howie, we were taking a nap, and then Howie gets up and he says, I just had a nightmare. I said, what was it? He said, I dreamed I was Bobby Vinton. You remember that. I know you remember that.
I don't remember it, but it sounds like something I would say.
It was hilarious, Howie. I remember.
Now you're making everybody Google Bobby Vinton.
Okay, what's the prank?
Did you get a loogie? Is this
No, wasn't me.
That was you.
That was not me.
It was too, Jackie.
It was not.
What are you saying?
What's that? What prank?
You gotta talk if you're gonna do it.
This is going so far left. What? I can't talk right now. I'm so thrown off my game right now.
This is a game you're on?
Yes. What?
What was that? What was that noise?
What are we pranking? There's Bobby Vinton.
We can.
There's Bobby.
That's who I had the dream.
Yeah, you
Bobby
had that
Vinton.
Nightmare.
Oh, you kind of look like him in the red with the red background.
No, but put on his videos. You have to hear the song.
I see it in the hair.
Yeah. This wasn't. It's the music. Oh here's the songs, the videos. Bobby Vinton, not Mr. Lonely. Wait, Bobby Blue Velvet. No.
Boy, chocolate joya is what.
Doesn't he sing that other one?
Yes.
Where is it?
Melody of Love.
Really?
Yes, it's Melody of Love.
Okay, this is what I. Bobby Vinton's music video.
There it is, Melody of Love.
Okay, this is the song.
We'll sing along to the chorus, Howie. You and I.
Oh.
Billie Eilish paid for a lot of
YouTube
Adobe
premium.
Photoshop.
Adobe, what?
I'm looking for a place to go so I can be all alone from thoughts and memories.
So the first time I did a talk show, he was on the talk. He was the co-host on the Mike Douglas show.
Wow.
And I've always aspired to be that.
Well, you know, it's a great aspiration. You know that there's 12 inches in a foot.
You know what aspirating is?
Yes.
When you get puke in your lungs.
Oh, it has nothing to do with your ass?
Oh, do you aspirate with your ass? Do you know what aspirating is, David?
Is that like something to do with aspirin?
Nope.
Okay. Aspirin and
what
ass.
Is it, Dr. Mandel?
What is it?
I told you.
No,
when
I
you
know.
Aspirate, it's like when you choke on something. If you inhale something into your lungs, you can aspirate and die on your own. You can aspirate on your own vomit. You can aspirate, I think, from the mamas and the papas. What's her name?
Chicken salad sandwich.
Yeah.
Mama Cass. Mama
when you
Cass.
Choke on a sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting. But
we've covered a lot of the topics today.
Sandwiches could go into your lungs?
Apparently.
You can breathe it in.
Dr. Mandel says they can.
Say you got a little piece of sandwich or a cracker in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
And then you inhale without chewing.
It just gets stuck in your throat. And then hopefully if it doesn't, it goes into your stomach.
Unless.
Well, you can't
go from. Didn't think it was connected.
You aspirate.
What's connected and what are you doing? It's not connected. The lungs and the stomach aren't connected.
So I know, but why would it go down your esophagus into your lungs?
Haven't you ever had a glass of water and you start choking and you go, it went down the wrong way?
Yes. Yeah.
That's does that not explain it?
That's
does the water go into your lungs then?
Yeah.
That's how you drown.
That's why you're coughing.
And that's why you drown. You know, let me just, along the same lines, along the same lines.
This is like the most
along the same
ridiculous
lines,
episode
you know,
we've ever done.
There's 12 inches in a foot. Which explains the itching. There's 12 of those little fuckers in your foot, mm-hmm. and that's why your feet itch, because of those fucking inches.
Kyle is laughing so hard that I can hear him through the glass.
And I'm not a doctor either.
Yeah.
I don't get what you just said.
There's 12 inches in a foot, Howie.
I know.
Those little fuckers cause the itching. The inches in your foot. I read this online.
Look at Dave. Dave's got a look on his face like, what the fuck did I get myself into? And who is Lou?
What is going on?
Sorry, I'm a scientist. I prefer metric.
You took biology in school, you said.
Oh, well, I took chemistry, but chemistry. I did take biology.
Wait, then why don't you know what aspirating is?
Yeah.
Because I'm a chemist, not a doctor.
So why don't you know what shiplap is?
Shiplap?
Shiplap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shiplap?
Shiplap.
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 Is that like a boat race or something?
No. A shiplap.
Okay, shiplap.
Shiplap. From, do you not?
Nope.
If you're a chemist, tell me where the
element. No, isn't that for the walls when they do
rehab?
Yeah, I would rehab?
Think in Texas.
In Texas,
they have a
what is the name of that family that does?
Joanna Gaines.
The Gaines Henderson from
family.
Texas.
The Henderson family?
No.
No.
If you're a chemist, tell me where you can find the element of surprise, motherfucker.
That's funny. If you're a chemist, tell me where we can find the element of surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm not funny enough to respond.
Yeah, well,
that's what. See what shiplap is?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see. All right, I get it.
You get it? Tell me what you think it is.
It looks like a couple of pictures hanging there. And so that's
no.
So the bottom one's the ship and the top one's the lap.
No. The where you like
like in your bedroom.
Like in the side of ships, the planks.
Yeah.
Instead of just drywall. Then you have that wood. Do you watch the Gaines? Do you watch Magnolia? Mm-hmm. No.
No.
You want home makeover shows?
I don't watch anything.
He's a chemist.
I'm a chemist and a TikToker.
He's a chemist.
And a wedding photographer.
You know, I've always wanted.
So you don't watch anything. Photographer who doesn't watch anything.
No, I don't watch anything.
Pose like. The couple goes like in the front of the Titanic. Well, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I watch TikToks.
Well, look at the screen now. That's shiplap.
Okay.
That's shiplap.
Is there a TikTok explaining what shiplap is?
Probably, yeah.
That's my format that I'm
familiar. See if there's a TikTok on shiplap.
Yeah.
There isn't. There is.
Ship talk.
What?
Ship talk.
Ship talk?
I don't know. You just add the word talk to anything, and then there's a whole lane of TikTok probably dedicated to that.
It's probably just not on your For You page because you don't look at that kind of stuff.
Oh, there
it is. Drone stuff.
There's a lot of
shiplap. You can get requests of how to do shiplap on a budget.
Wow. 100,000 likes, too.
Boards can be expensive, but if you use plywood, you can really cut your costs. First, grab a 1/4 inch 4x8 board from your local hardware store.
Those fucking inches
ask them
again,
to cut it for you
about.
In 6 or 8 inch strips. If they won't cut it for you, you can take it home and cut it yourself.
Yeah. Turn this up, will
really
you?
This really cuts down on the time if you can get them to cut it for you. Now you leave with
we
a
want
whole
everybody
bunch
to hear
of pre-made shiplap boards ready
this is
to
beautiful.
Paint. I always paint first, including the top of my lines with a paint and primer stain blocking paint. I love Behr.
Could you start it from the beginning?
The reason I do the top is so that when I mount the boards, I don't have to paint in between as much. All of a sudden, I have a beautiful shiplap wall.
I miss some
I
of
often
it.
Get requests.
Oh my God.
Play it again. I miss some.
I often get requests of how to do shiplap.
Aww. Well, now I know what shiplap is.
You know, Howie, I've always wanted to be one of those guys that goes through life hoity doity, hoopity doopity doo, hoity doo, hoopity do, hoopity hoopity do, do, hoo, hoopity hoo, doopity doopity do, 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 doop doopity do, 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 doopity doopity, ho, ho, doopity 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 do, doopity hoopity do, doopity do, do, hoopity doopity doopity do, hoopity, but I just don't feel it.
I'm having the best time. This is like the best episode ever. Shiplap one more time, Caroline.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
She already turned it off?
No, find it again, please.
Could have twice. And you know that people are going to walk up to us in the street and go, love the shiplap episode with that guy Tyler from Texas.
How to do shiplap on a budget. Buying pre-made boards can be expensive, but if you use plywood, you can really cut
your
cost.
My favorite part is coming up.
First, grab a 1/4 inch 4x8 board from your local hardware store. Ask them to cut it for you in 6 or 8 inch strips.
That makes your foot itchy.
You can take it home and cut it yourself. This really cuts down on the time if you can get them to cut it for you. Now you leave with a whole bunch of pre-made shiplap boards ready to paint. I always paint first, including the top of my lines with a paint and primer stain blocking paint. I love Behr.
I love
Behr. The reason I do the top is so that when I mount the boards, I don't have to paint in between as much.
She doesn't
All
have
of a sudden,
paint
I have a beautiful shiplap wall.
She doesn't.
No.
You know what? True. I have a good idea. Let's call her. Construction company and play that.
Let's call
that's
her.
That's what we're looking for.
Let's just call one of these big stores like that and just keep saying, what's that? Answer. Just keep saying shiplap. How many times do you think I can say shiplap before he hangs up on me?
In a real sentence? You got
to
say
it
in a real
help,
sentence.
Please say speak to someone.
Here we go.
Speak to someone.
Thank you for calling Home Depot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, apparently you can only say shiplap a few times before we hang up on you.
Why did I get hung up on?
They heard you say shiplap.
Thanks for calling Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help.
That's
you
big.
Can say things like check product availability, talk to the pro desk,
what?
Or what's my order status?
What?
Fix ass.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What, did I do it wrong?
Yeah. You're
to connect.
What was I supposed to?
It's okay.
Okay, she gave me another one. She gave me another one.
You're still on the phone with.
I'm on the phone with the other one?
Uh-huh.
This is really
tough.
Hang up. Okay. This is an edit. What are you doing?
Ride him, cowboy.
He's on a pedestal. We didn't have a pedestal, so he's on a Lou's riding a pony now.
That's right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Is this your kid's thing?
Yeah.
No.
Ellen gave
Thanks
it to
for
them.
Calling the Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
Check product
Para
availability.
Español, o prima nueve.
Nueve. De primo de nueve. Check availability, baby.
More insensitivity.
What? Was I being insensitive? I don't know what to.
I think so.
Hello?
Sounds like it.
Unless you
Hello?
Speak, unless you speak Chinese.
Hello?
That wasn't Chinese.
Shh. That's going to get us in trouble.
For additional help.
Additional.
Please say speak to someone.
Speak to someone for additional help. Like I've had so much help. Speak to someone.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Goodbye.
I just sent you a local one. Try that.
These are local.
No, I mean, not like a big brand. They're chains. This is a local one.
Like a mom and pop shop? Independent?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be better. Okay. I'm just going to see how many times I can say shiplap before they, you guys count.
Okay.
Okay. And then I want to read some mail from yours.
Idea.
I had stuff to talk about that Caroline and I went over.
Okay. We'll talk about that too.
But first, let's
I have
get
to
a hold of Home Depot.
Here we are.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, shiplap? Do you have shiplap? Shiplap.
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
No, but shiplap, you know what it is, right? Shiplap?
Yes, I do.
The shiplap goes on the walls, and sometimes you don't have to paint in between the shiplap. So if I'm not getting shiplap, do you have something like shiplap?
No, nothing like that.
But
we
ship,
don't have any.
The shiplap for the wall.
We don't carry any shiplap.
No, but you have shiplap like where I can cut the wood into shiplap from non-shiplap wood? Shiplap?
Ask him if they have shiplap.
I'm on the phone with them now, Lou. Shiplap? Lou wanted me to ask. I told him I already asked you. What did you want, Lou?
Shiplap.
Did you have shiplap?
Is someone on first? Who's on first?
Hey, we want some fucking shiplap, motherfucker.
Who is this?
Lou and Howie. Lou and Howie. Are you eating something?
I am.
What are you eating?
French toast. Fucking delicious.
Fucking delicious. Do you have a shiplap?
Yeah, come on down. I got your shiplap.
Well, you do have shiplap, because a minute ago you said you didn't have shiplap. Now you have shiplap.
I'm on my way.
Want to talk to Tyler?
Yeah, let's talk to Tyler. Let's talk to Tyler. Maybe he has. Hey, does Tyler have shiplap?
I don't have any shiplap. I'm sorry. That's why I'm calling you, guy.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the laugh, guys.
I was looking for somebody else getting on.
My daughter is getting on. Jacqueline, go ahead.
I was looking for shiplap, too. Do you have shiplap?
I love it. This is great.
What's great, the French toast or the shiplap?
We don't have any shiplap.
Let me write that down. You don't have what?
No shiplap. Shiplap, shiplap, shiplap.
I saw that you could get other panels for shiplap, and it doesn't have to be wooden panels.
Yeah, they don't have to be wooden panels to create shiplap. What do you have to create shiplap from there?
I don't have anything to create shiplap. I got a bunch of tools.
What's the best color for shiplap?
Yes, yes.
I like purple.
No.
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 No purple shiplap.
You have shiplap tools?
Yeah, of course.
What is the best shiplap tool?
Any tool actually is good for shiplap. It just depends on what kind of shiplap you got.
Right.
I
mean, what kind
of
shiplap you got?
If you're doing a lot of shiplap, I would recommend, the Shiplap Extreme Plus.
Shiplap Extreme Plus.
Of course, 20 volt.
I was looking for budget shiplap. That does not sound very budget to me.
Lou?
No, definitely not budget.
That's
no,
high-end.
You called the wrong place if you're looking for budget shiplap. That's for certain.
Okay. Yeah. You guys on TikTok?
Yeah, we're high-end shiplap store, sir. So
where are you located?
Keep that in mind. We're on Parthenia, one block east of Reseda Boulevard.
And if I took the 101, how would I get there? Can I get on the 405?
You would get off at Reseda. Yeah, you get off at Reseda. You can take the 101 to Reseda.
How about the 10?
Go north on Reseda and turn right on
Parthenia. I like taking the 5 and the 10. Can I take the 5 and the 10?
What are you going to go? Oh, you're going to pick up? Do you deliver shiplap or does he have to pick it up?
No, we don't have any delivery. I'm sorry.
Right there.
Do you deliver it by a ship?
Lap?
Yes, we can ship that over.
Oh.
But of course, it's not lap.
What's the extreme lap, shiplap?
Maybe the guy that'll deliver it from the ship, his name could be Lap. I don't know.
Shiplap.
Can you dance?
This is Lap from Shiplap Incorporated.
Can you dance and do us a shiplap
dance?
This
is, in fact. Oh, there's too many questions going on. One at a time, please.
Can you dance and do us a shiplap dance?
Do the shiplap poem.
Oh, no. We don't do any shiplap dances. I'm sorry.
Shiplap dance. Shiplap dances. You know what you get if you have a shiplap dance? You end up with morning wood. That was a closer.
All right.
That's it.
I'm actually, can I use this on my podcast?
Fuck yeah, you can. What podcast is it?
I'm doing the Howie Mandel podcast today.
Oh, nice. Do it.
I should. He does it with his daughter, Jacqueline, and his friend, Lou, and a guy,
cool.
Dave from Texas.
No, I'm Tyler from Dave, Texas.
Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Use it.
Okay. What's your name? Are you the owner?
Yeah. My name is Randy, and I'm the owner.
Okay. We can use it. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Will you close with a song about shiplap?
I don't have any shiplap songs, but I appreciate it anyway.
No, you appreciate shiplap songs.
Of course. Shiplap's my friend.
Shiplap.
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 See, I would have thought that it had a much faster pace than going like that.
Shiplap, shiplap, shiplap.
Ship, ship.
Nah, you guys are on the wrong page, dude.
Shiplap, 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 lap, lap, lap.
Ship, shiplap, 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 shiplap.
Okay, my daughter.
Dude, you gotta come up with something a little bit better than that. That's too slow.
No, you know what? Now you're screwing with us, and we don't have time for that. This is very serious. We have a lot of material.
All right, shiplap out.
Stick with the shiplap, buddy. We can handle the
music.
Hey now.
All
right.
You know, it
reminds
me.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
It reminded me of a song that I wrote many, many years ago called Chirp.
Uh-huh.
And it goes like this. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Because I sing like a bird.
No matter how many times Alex or anyone comes in here to put the mic closer to him, he gets further and further away.
I've never been near the.
I lost count at 20 shiplaps, by the way.
That was 20. We were like at 100.
We need like a counter.
I don't know. That might be a whole big chunk for Jeremy to cut out. The shiplap. Kyle was listening in the other room. Is the shiplap routine worth even airing?
The shiplap.
We're going to lose every audience.
The shiplap dancing was good.
No. You know what?
I think this is the shit show with shiplap.
Every audience.
That was the wood. You wake up in the morning.
There was 100,000 people who liked that shiplap talk.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of people interested.
All right. So something that I did plan to talk about. I'm sorry that I'm taking this a whole nother direction right now.
Yeah.
But since
you could sit back down. If you
were. Since we were talking about TikToks and you said you got a lot of hate for doing the same thing over and over again. Caroline showed me this person that does the same thing over and over again. Do you know what he does? He sells human remains, like human bones.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
No.
No, he doesn't sell them to people on TikTok, but he has a whole warehouse of human bones, and he shows them on TikTok of like fetuses. And
no, I don't want to see that.
And kids,
what is that for?
Like 4 years old. It's supposed to be for medical purposes, but people give him a lot of hate too about having.
Yeah, I'm hating it.
Why?
Because.
What do we need to see that for? I mean, if they donate their body to science, then they donate their body to science.
No.
Do you think
Wait,
Jackie.
They didn't donate their body to science.
Did you think this is a good idea for the podcast?
Louis, your microphone, by the way.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, I'm digging this. Hey.
It's not my thing.
What?
Digging bones. I don't know. Whatever. There's something there.
Digging bones.
See what he's doing?
Digging bones.
Dave's on it. I don't think that should be posted.
No. Okay. Well, you don't know anything about him. I actually I liked a couple of his posts that explain what it is he does. But there was, let me bring it up.
The fact that he's posting a stack of human skulls.
He doesn't post a stack of human skulls. It's all educational.
No.
It is.
What's educational about putting a stack of human skulls together and taking a picture of it and having it on the internet?
Hold on. Let me find him.
I was on.
Caroline, instead of me playing it for my dad, maybe do you have one of his TikToks so that you can see more or less what he does? It's supposed to be for educational purposes.
He's a 21-year-old on TikTok is selling human bones and spines and fetus skulls.
Mm.
First of all, is anybody asking him where he's getting them?
Yes, I do know. That's the TikTok I found. So there were 60,000 medical skulls were imported to the U.S. in 1983 for medical research. Mm. Most of them are gone. He's only recovered like 200 and something of them, I guess, is what I'm gathering here. But he's getting them and he's categorizing them and putting them into a database because before that, there was no record of them. So what are you supposed to do with all these
remains? TikToks. That's him?
No.
Yeah. He's a young guy.
Yeah. He's not getting a lot of hits. Is he? Oh, there's almost a million. Let's see that one.
Yeah, TikTok's a little inconsistent.
Go to the one right. Yeah. That's the baby one.
Oh, my God.
No, this.
No.
Wow.
I don't like this. What else did you prepare? Oh, I don't want to watch that. Oh, I can't watch that.
Yeah.
I can't watch that. Was there a point you wanted to make?
I wanted to know what your feelings about it was.
Oh, I think we got it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, I suffer from a rare...
But it's supposed to be for medical... Go ahead, yeah.
I suffer from a rare ailment, insomnochondria. When someone, you know, tells me their symptoms, I fall asleep.
What other stories did we have planned? Kim Kardashian on SNL.
That's going to be like 2 weeks ago. But she was great. I loved her monologue.
What did you think of Chappelle? His show.
You know what? I did want to ask you, though. Oh, Riley on TikTok. But no, I wasn't going to talk about the SNL monologue. I was going to say that I like the fact that she uses self-deprecating humor. And that I think a lot of people... Or I hear a lot of people saying all the time that she's famous for being famous and she actually does nothing. I think she's one of the hardest working,
talented people. Really? I've known her for a long time.
The Kardashians in general. And you know, Chris, you know how hard they all
work. No, they're hard working and they are masters of branding and masters of creating business and entertaining. They really know what they're doing.
And they have such a bad rap. I feel like we're going to get such crap. For saying that we think that they work so hard and they deserve everything they have, because I know a lot of people hate on them all the time.
If it was easy, everybody would have what she has. It's obviously not easy.
Lou, we can't hear you.
Do you know anybody who's been? Do you know anybody who's as successful as her that hasn't worked hard?
I don't know one person
that's really successful that hasn't worked hard.
What do you think about the Kardashians?
I'm actually siding with him. I think they work really hard. I mean, the thing is no matter what, people just don't respect how they got the attention. I'm not going to say how they got the attention, but we all know. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the origin is. Did you seize the opportunity? And so many people don't. They just let it slip away. Yeah. And so I respect the hustle.
I don't know.
I tried to start out, like I saw what they did. I think last week, was it last week or was it the week before? I made a sex tape. Mm. And I'm trying to get
one night in Man.
One night in Mandel. Night in
Man. That's what yours should be called.
So I'm afraid to release it because people are negative. And my other daughter is also, along with this, Jacqueline Schultz. Riley Ehrlich is on TikTok.
Oh.
And she did this. She does these. She got so much hate for this one. I'll tell you this one.
Okay. Let them play it.
Why can't I play it? I'm plugged in.
Okay.
She looks adorable.
But let me play it.
It's that one up.
No.
It's that look. 11,100, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. Play that one. Listen to this.
I just got to work and I wanted to share with you guys what my new project is. I'm very passionate about it and they actually just gave me a promotion. So I'll be leading my team. So I'll show you guys what we're working on. So that is the first of many patches of grass that we're going to be laying down across the entire beach. We've just seen over the years on social media that people don't actually enjoy the feeling of sand on their skin, either when they're walking or hanging out on the beach. So we want to address that issue and completely eliminate sand by replacing it all with grass.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. So she posted that and we can turn that off. Listen, three things. Number one, it's my daughter. I love her. But to take initiative like that,
and
not only that, she's not alone in it, but they chose her as a team leader.
That's right. And mm-hmm. she actually has grass on the beach to show you.
Yeah, if you're not watching, you're just listening to this, she has a plot of grass. And the amount of work and time and effort that goes in to cover all the sands of the beaches of Southern California.
With grass.
And my daughter spearheading that. Now, what's funny about those?
Southern California is just the start. They plan, like, their overall goal is all of the U.S.
Yeah. Get rid of sand.
Get rid of the sand, yeah.
I wasn't sure about how I felt about grass on the beach, but it's growing on me.
Oh, I think it's a marvelous idea, a wonderful idea. She's a chip off the old block, Howie.
I don't have that kind of initiative. And I don't, she thinks of others much more than I do. And this is a selfless act for her and her team to actually
So who do you think works harder, Riley or the Kardashians?
Well, Riley, I think that the different, and that's why I brought this up now, the Kardashians are working for the betterment of the Kardashians right. and their mm-hmm. bank accounts and making money.
And this girl.
My daughter.
Yeah.
The Mandels or the Ehrlichs or the Schultzes or whatever you want to call yourself now, are working for others.
Yeah.
I don't think getting rid of all the sand from the beaches is going to make Riley rich, but I do think.
She doesn't care.
It's not about her.
Not enough people are talking about this.
It's bringing.
We are.
I get a warm feeling, a really warm feeling. Talking about this,
he's getting emotional.
How cool would it be to have a golf cart right on the beach? Just cover it with like that golf cart grass or the golf grass.
Hey, listen, you're not Riley, okay?
Okay. Sorry. I'll stick to dancing.
It's easy for everybody to think, oh, I could do what Riley does. I could do. It's easy to say, oh, Riley put the grass on the beach. Let's get a golf cart on. You know what? Have a little respect for these ideas.
Okay.
You know?
I shouldn't be joking around. I'm sorry. I forgot how serious this podcast is.
Well, this particular part of it.
It's not as much that it's serious. It's informative, and I think it just opened
educational.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, my alarm just went off.
What does that mean? You have to go?
I have to go to the doctor.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
No.
No, wait. They're still going.
You're going to get that shiplap
syndrome
checked out?
Do you want us to go?
I don't
know, but I have to. Bye, guys.
No, she's okay.
Just go to the doctor.
What's wrong? Okay. Are you okay?
You want details? No, I'm fine.
This is a medical podcast, so yeah.
Enjoy.
All right. She reminds me so much of Terry. Which
her mother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much when she just said, enjoy. It's so much like your mother.
All right. Do you want us to end it now? Because we can. Or do you want us to go on without you?
If you have other plans.
No, do you want to end it?
Do whatever you want.
How long have we been on?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Let me just tell you this, Howie. It's an hour and 10 minutes, but you're giving him 3-4 hours worth of entertainment here.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right.
People like the longer podcasts. I've been watching or reading the comments. They like the longer podcast, so you should go for at least another hour.
I'll go a little bit more. I'll call you in the car.
Okay, bye.
It reminds me of when I was doing.
Bye.
Goodbye, Jackie. Very nice to see you. Well, I did a set at the Flappers once.
Yeah.
I would do an 8-minute set, but I swear to you, for that audience, it felt like 35.
Wow. You're amazing at how you can like stretch things out.
We can do more ship.
No, I only did 8 minutes, but it felt like it would never end.
Is this another hardware store?
Hello?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm walking out of the building right now.
I know.
I actually have to pee first. Mm. So.
Oh.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
What kind of podcast is this again?
Uh oh, you just hung up. All right, she went to the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
I really like your post lately. Oh, you calling me?
Jackie.
I really do have to go to the bathroom.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
How long does she take to pee? Oh, my gosh.
Well, we're about to find out.
What?
Are you in the bathroom?
Yes.
She should pee while you're there.
I was trying to call you.
You're not done yet?
Yeah. We didn't know whether to finish the podcast now or wait till you finish peeing. What?
I'm going to the bathroom.
I know. I can tell. You're in a like a hollow. No, we got disconnected somehow.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Technology.
Somebody run and get her out of the bathroom.
Yeah. We have a podcast to do. Wait, she'll answer.
Hello?
Yeah, Jackie, just tell everybody to like close out the podcast from there and tell everybody to leave a review and subscribe. Go ahead.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to leave a comment and a review. Don't forget to subscribe. It would mean a lot to us. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you, Dave. You should flush it. Flush.
I did flush.
Flush it again. You never toot and leave the seat down. Okay. Dave, thanks for coming.
Of course.
Lou, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me, Howie.
I think we've all learned something today.
I give the podcast 4 out of 5 shiplaps. That's my official rating.
All right. Caroline, that's your cue.
And if you want to give us any ideas or prank calls, please go to HowieMandel.com.
Thank you. Boom. That was that.